This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Belton. The U.S. military announced Tuesday the withdrawal of its forces from Afghanistan is more than 90% complete. The Pentagon Central Command says it has officially handed over 7 former U.S. bases to Afghan security forces and had evacuated the equivalent of nearly 1,000 cargo plane loads of equipment from the country, this ahead of the September deadline to complete the pullout. On Friday, U.S. forces handed over the sprawling Bagram Air Base north of Kabul, the main center of U.S. military operations in Afghanistan for most of the past 2 decades. Tuesday's announcement underscores that most of the process of withdrawing U.S. military and civilian personnel ordered by President Joe Biden in April has been completed. While Biden had set a deadline of September, the 20th anniversary of the Afghan-based al-Qaeda attack on the United States that sparked the American invasion of the country, the Pentagon has moved quickly to reduce its presence to a minimum this month. The United States is expected to keep a reported 650 or more military personnel in the country to protect the U.S. Embassy and its diplomats. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani apologized Tuesday over massive power outages during a heat wave that have drawn widespread criticism and triggered street protests. Officials have blamed the blackouts on surging demand for power, along with low rainfall cutting hydroelectric output and illegal cryptocurrency mining farms accessing subsidized electricity. Rouhani said in remarks carried by state TV that people are right to complain. Angry residents gathered in several cities protesting the outages, which often did not follow blackout schedules announced by state-run electricity companies, according to Iranian news outlets and postings on social media. This is VOA News. Lebanon's prime minister warned Tuesday his country is a few days away from a social explosion, calling on the international community to save a country in deep economic trouble. The World Bank has called Lebanon's financial crisis one of the worst depressions of modern history. Its currency has lost more than 90% of its value, and more than half of the population has been forced into poverty. Anger over fuel shortages has led to fights at petrol stations, and the prime minister appears to be warning of more unrest. Lebanese politicians have been unable to agree on a new government since last year's catastrophic Beirut port explosion. Nicaraguan police announced Tuesday the 6th arrest of a presidential contender and 4 other opposition figures, making it 26 people rounded up by long-term leader Daniel Ortega's forces ahead of November elections. The 5 were arrested on Monday night on charges of threatening Nicaragua's sovereignty, this like the 21 arrested before them. The charges are based on a law initiated by Ortega and approved by Parliament in December, widely criticized as a means of freezing out challengers and silencing opponents ahead of elections in which he is widely expected to seek a 4th successive term. In raids that began on June the 2nd, security and paramilitary forces have arrested presidential contenders, critics, politicians, businessmen, and former comrades of the 75-year-old Ortega. UNICEF says 4.5 million children in South Sudan face a humanitarian crisis, and the organization needs more money to help. The announcement comes on the 10th anniversary of the country's independence. UNICEF says conflict, flooding, droughts, and deepening economic woes are responsible for the crisis, adding that a recent peace agreement has only partially been implemented and has not improved the situation for children. UNICEF says it needs $180 million to help the most vulnerable children in South Sudan. UNICEF also says 8.3 million people in South Sudan need humanitarian support, even more than during the 2013 to 2018 civil war. And the Vatican said Tuesday that Pope Francis's progress following intestinal surgery is going normally, and he slept well and got up to walk today. The results of routine tests were good, according to a Vatican spokesman who said in the statement that the Pope had also had breakfast and read several newspapers. The 84-year-old Pope underwent a 3-hour operation on Sunday night to remove part of his colon. He's expected to stay in a Rome hospital for 7 days unless there are any complications. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.